Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we've opened the phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to call or keep listening to learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. And if you have a Bible question, including questions on the book of Revelation, or if you have a personal issue you'd like to discuss, well, call right now. 1-800-677-9377. Again, toll free, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true life and freedom in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now, to continue our focus on the Revelation, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. The title of this broadcast is Basic Gospel. That's our ministry's name. That's this radio broadcast name. And I think chapter 12 really summarizes the basic gospel, doesn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we've got a pregnant woman. We've got a baby. That baby is identified as the Christ. That baby is rescued. He is taken back to heaven. There are people who are blessed because of that. Every aspect of the gospel is told in picture form here. You know, I read this and I think about, you know, back in the day when people were first staring at the stars and they would draw pictures in the sky and then they would tell stories. And usually those stories became mythologies, and they talked about the great gods. And put yourself in John's shoes, and he's there on the Isle of Patmos, and there's no light pollution, and he stares up at the sky at night, and God says, check this out. And he sees these signs in the sky, and they're God signs. They are God's story. Salvation history is presented to him right there before his very eyes, and it must have been stunning.
Oh, words just don't give it. I mean, we're limited in how we can describe God, and so John stretches his imagination to the limits, and here are the things that came out of him. But it does tell the story.
Yes.
We do get the message. There's this woman. It represents the covenant people of God, first Israel, and then the church, you know, and it was through Israel, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Judah, and all the way down to Joseph and Mary. That was the bloodline of Jesus, and that bloodline gave birth to the Messiah, the promised one, and Jesus became one of us. And he carried out the plan of his father, and that was to shed his blood, to be buried, and then raised back to life so that we could be saved. That's the rescue plan, and we see it in full operation here. The only bump in the road is that there's this enemy called Satan,
yes,
whom you've described as, you know, just a bug on the windshield of God's Mack truck. I mean,
yeah,
that's how important Satan is. But he's so prideful and egotistical, he's going to do everything he can to try to sidetrack the plan of God. And so he's there at every significant event. He's doing his work through nations and all the world system to try to persecute Jesus and the church. But it fails. He has no chance. He has no hope. But he keeps trying. He just keeps trying. I picture, you know, a little kid, you know, fighting away, swinging fists, and there's, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with his hand on his forehead. You're never going to reach him, but the kid keeps fighting and fighting. That's Satan. That's all he is. That's all he is. But here in this chapter, we see Jesus standing victoriously, and as a result, we see the church standing victoriously. And just by way of driving it all the way to the end, you standing victoriously,
yes,
you who know Jesus. We've seen this current of assurance flowing through every chapter, and here we really see kind of one of those whitewater rapids, just, you know, saying, you're assured, you're assured, you're assured. It's right here in this chapter. It's fabulous stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, without question, this is Basic Gospel, and that's where you've heard it, on Basic Gospel. 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. We want you to be a part of this edition. If you have a question, call right now. 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go up to New Jersey and talk with Jackie, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How's it going?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you today.
Well, I'm glad that you actually took my call. It's good to know I'm going to get an answer to my question. Well, hopefully, yeah, well, my question is really, I'm a new believer about 2 years in. I'm not much on reading, but I do listen every day, you know, religiously. But my question is, I cry. There it comes. I cry all the time. And it's not tears of sadness. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just crying tears nonstop, no matter if I'm listening, reading, listening to music, I mean, talking about it, thinking about it, just makes me cry. And I don't understand it because it can go for hours. And I'm just, you know, going through tissue boxes. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. So do you have an idea? Because it's driving me kind of nuts. I don't understand.
Well, Jackie, like you said, you've been saved for 2 years. You weren't crying like this before you were saved, were you?
No. My dad actually used to drag me to church, and I couldn't stand it. And then 3 years ago, you know, I kind of got sick, fell ill, and that's actually where it all started. And I believe I was saved because I got sick. And you know, I'm still sick now, but I see life in a different way, and nothing's the same, and I keep crying. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, Jackie, I'll just tell you this. I cry whenever I think about the love of Jesus. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming to the emotions that God, who is holy and just and pure and perfect, would think about me in such a loving way that he would send Jesus to take my place, to die in my place, so that I could have eternal life and so that I could be connected to the love of God forever. That truth overwhelms us. It boggles the mind. And at times, it can just bring about every emotional response.
Yeah.
But they're joyful. These aren't emotions of guilt and fear and anxiety and all of those
Sometimes
things.
Sometimes I feel a little guilt, and that's because of me knowing that I'm a sinner, and then, I can't get it straight. Like, I just, you know, I'm doing these things like, oh, I should know better by now, you know, but that's another but for the most part, for everything.
And again,
wait till you're our age and you're still saying that.
Yeah. But the thing, Jackie, with that is even there, you are seeing your real need for salvation. Mm-hmm. You see your sin. You see, gosh, I shouldn't be doing this. Look at all that Christ did for me. Yet the truth is, he loves you in spite of that sin. His love is so attached to you. It's just been lavished upon you in such a way, and that overwhelms. It's okay, Jackie.
Even to a conversation with a stranger, I'm like, I can't get past the tears. It's just,
yeah. That's okay.
Crying. I'm like, okay, I mean, at least let me talk, be able to talk. I mean,
it's okay, Jackie. That will, you know, you'll see, you know, as you keep growing in the Lord, mm-hmm. you'll see kind of the emotions leveling out. But don't think anything's wrong, because the love of Christ is overwhelming you in such a way that it brings you to tears. Just say, I think if a tear comes to your eye, I think it's just an opportunity to say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me in such a powerful, overwhelming way.
Amen. Thank you. But you know what? Another thing that I look out, I see other people, and I'm thinking to myself, why don't they see that? What I see, why don't they see or think the way I'm thinking now? It's just, why don't they see it? It's just, like mind-boggling to me at times too. It becomes overwhelming. Like what? Don't
yes, indeed.
You see
yes, indeed.
That I don't.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, don't think
so
that anything's wrong with you. You're not the only person to be overwhelmed with emotion at the thought of God's love, at the thought of His saving grace and mercy. And I get overwhelmed. I know everyone here gets overwhelmed at times. That's just part of it. But just keep growing. And if you're overwhelmed,
thank
you so much. That's just an opportunity, another opportunity to say thank you to God. What I'd like to do, Jackie, I wrote a little book called Love Is. It's a look at the definition of God's love, and it's a very practical book. It looks at the action side of God's love for us. I want to send it to you
just to
be a resource in your life and to say thank you for calling today and for a great question.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Thank you.
You are welcome, Jackie. You hold the line, okay?
And Bob, for our listeners, Love Is included in the book section of our online store at basicgospel.net. To access it, simply go to store.basicgospel.net, and there you'll find the book section. And there are a lot of resources there to aid your journey in Christ.
So absolutely. And they're all designed to help you, to help individual believers grow in Christ, to grow in their understanding of His love, to grow in their experience of His love, to gain assurance, to rest confidently in the fact that their sins have been forgiven. This is basic gospel stuff presented from many different angles, but all leading a person to the exact same place, a place of rest in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. While you're at basicgospel.net, remember that to aid your study of the Revelation that we're studying each day on this particular broadcast, and to support Basic Gospel at the same time for a gift of any amount, we're going to send you our booklet, Our Guaranteed Future. But for your generous donation of $50 or more, you're going to receive both the booklet and the 8-CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery by Richard Piper. And all you need to do is find the prominent link at basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. That's basicgospel.net or 1-800-727-2828.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Joe listening to us on WVNE. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Bob.
Welcome.
Yeah, I was listening to you yesterday, and a couple of people got on the theme about eternal salvation and so forth, and how God picks and chooses. You know, they seem to have that kind of a disposition that God picks. But you know, I learned a long time ago, and I just wanted to comment because one preacher said years ago, I never forgot. He said that man is made up his you know, that he has developed over the years, that he's either going to melt like wax or he's going to harden like clay. And I've always pictured that when you hear the gospel and you're not saved, you're either going to harden yourself to it, or you're going to receive it with joy. And I never forget, just one more little comment. Well, I never forget, I was listening to a preacher on the radio years ago. I was walking, and this preacher was he would give 15 minutes for his preaching sermon. Then he would have a 15-minute answering on the phone. And this one guy called him, and you could see he was just looking for trouble. And he, well, I don't understand that. Why would God pick somebody and not pick me? That's very unfair. Who is this God that he would do that? And he's going on and on and on. The preacher, I said, have you been listening to me lately? Oh, yeah, I listened to you. He said, well, he said, now, I'm going to give you the opportunity. You have the opportunity right now to accept Christ or reject him. And then all I could hear was click, click, you know. In other words, the guy, instead of melting like wax, he hardened like clay.
Yeah.
And so that God really is not, in that sense, pick and choose. But because he's God, he knows how you're going to react.
There's this guy that's, a multi-billionaire, and, he decides to give out money, and he just goes and, you know, hands out to various people that he meets along the way, and somebody's observing this, and he notices that he doesn't give that money to everybody. And so the guy comes up to him and says, you know, why are you choosing to give some money and not others? He says, well, you know, I'd like to give you some. He said, well, oh, no, I don't want that. It's like, well, how foolish. He's just in offering you. And that's what Jesus does with all of us. There's this offer of life. We think that because some reject it, that Jesus is choosing some and not others. We see it in that perspective. That's human thinking. But then when the offer is made to that person, they say no. That's the hardening of the heart. Good points there, Joe. Appreciate you bringing those up.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Well, thanks for your call today. Yes, call us anytime, my friend.
Yeah. Open lines, 1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, 1-800-677-9377.
Yeah, I want to get back to this chapter 12 of Revelation. It is just, like I said, an amazing chapter. But there's several parts of this story that most people miss, I think. Mm-hmm. And you've listed out some of those parts in our daily Revelation synopsis. One of the things is verse 17. And it's an interesting verse out of the New Living Translation, and that says, then the dragon was angry at the woman and declared war against the rest of her children, all who keep God's commandments and maintain their testimony for Jesus. Now, that's a significant statement.
It is.
What does that mean? How should we view that? How did you view it at one point in your life, and how do you view it now?
Well, at one point in my life, that would have been the only verse I read. And since it said God's commands or commandments and hold fast their testimony about Jesus, that can only be one thing. That could be keeping the Ten Commandments and witnessing to everybody. And I wondered why I didn't have any hope. I didn't have any assurance back in those days. And what I discovered is that if I am trying to keep myself in God's good graces by my behavior, by my ability to keep the law, and by my ability to teach others to keep the law, then because I fail at keeping that law, I can have no assurance. As all of us have failed. The Bible clearly says that. All have sinned. Every one of us has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Well, now what are you going to do? And so that was one of the reasons why I quit looking at Revelation, because I saw that verse. You know, it's like in my teaching, you picked up the book of Revelation from verse 17 of chapter 12, and you held it up, and the whole story hinged on the Ten Commandments. And so I had to put it away for a while and learn about grace. And then when God brought me back to Revelation, then he showed me that, well, Richard, John wrote this. I had John write this. Now go back and look at John's other writings, and how did he deal with commands? And I discovered that he was consistent in every application. In his gospel, he preached about Jesus, telling the story of Jesus and the claims that Jesus made, and saying, here are Jesus' commands, because Jesus reported the commands. He's the one who said them. Believe in me, and love as you have been loved. And then in his letter, his first letter, he talks about in chapter 3, here are his commands. His commands aren't burdensome. Believe in him and love as you have been loved. Well, is it unusual or unreasonable to think that that's exactly what he's talking about here? I think it is. This story, this book, was written in the New Covenant within the gospel, and therefore it could not reply or refer to the Ten Commandments. That doesn't make the Ten Commandments bad. It just means that Jesus fulfilled them for us. And now we live with different motivation, and the love of God ministered to us through the Holy Spirit overflows from us to others. And now to keep God's commands means that we believe in Jesus and we love others as he has loved us. And it just opens the whole story up. And instead of hanging this book off of law, we can hang the book off of Jesus, like it says at the beginning.
Absolutely.
It's the revelation of Jesus.
It's a good news story.
Absolutely.
And so when you ask that question, how is this verse good news? God's going to reveal that
yes.
to you. And he's going to point you to that new covenant. This is a new covenant guarantee that God's work in your life by the Holy Spirit is keeping the commands.
Mm-hmm.
The command to abide in him and to express that in love to others. Paul put it this way, there's nothing more important than faith expressing itself in love.
Yes.
Our faith in Jesus, it produces the fruit of love that benefits the lives of others.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to Dana in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi, Dana.
Wow, brothers in Christ, my gosh, Spirit, please speak for me. Talk about overwhelming, having your socks blown off. You guys are a spirit of truth. I've been listening to you for 3 months now, and I'm finally getting the truth of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in the new convent. And Pat, I'm 51 years old. I thought God was a tree, and the Holy Spirit convicted me in 07 when two twins, Sissy and Bubba, prayed for me, and took alcohol and cocaine out of my life. And then Pat Robertson sent me a little flyer and based on the Bible, and I read it, and I confessed that Jesus was Lord, my Lord, and I confessed my sins. And on December 4th, 08, 11:47 p.m., Psalm 116, I was in my deathbed having a nervous breakdown, anxiety attack. I was afraid, crying, and I cried out to the Lord, and my rosary beads from my grandmother were going back and forth, and the love and joy and peace that went through my body was the most sobering, miraculous thing I ever felt in my life. I got a taste of heaven, and my wife is my witness to that. And then I got institutionalized for Jesus Christ. Then I went to a church. I died to the letter, and I died to the religion, and now I'm finally hearing the truth. I really don't have any questions because you're answering them, and I just wanted to praise God for you guys, man, because I'm celebrating 5 years today, or what I'm celebrating the alcohol, being sober, out of all the pain and suffering I went through. I never went back to drinking. He wiped that right out. And on December 4th, I'm celebrating 5 years for my new life. And I just wanted to thank you guys, man. I mean, you guys blow my socks off. You blow my mind. You are so to the mark. You're so beautiful. You're so genuine, and you're so, the spirit of truth is in you. And I believe God is working through you. And I just pray for this ministry to stay alive. And I finally found a house of the Lord that are full of church people that don't condemn you or judge you. Because I can read people's hearts, and I can tell by their body language. And I thank God for that, but he's not done with me yet.
Well, he's not done with any of us yet, Dana, and that's the great news. But, boy, you've blessed our socks
yes.
right off as well. What a wonderful testimony. And it's a testimony to the saving power of God's grace that's been lavished upon us in Jesus Christ. He's the one that rescues. He's the one that delivers life. Well, Dana, thanks for encouraging us today. We're about out of time. Let me put you on hold, okay?
Thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel, everybody. Please keep in mind that your support is what keeps Basic Gospel on the air, and we need your help at this time for sure. And to thank you for supporting Basic Gospel with a gift of any amount, we'll send you our booklet, Our Guaranteed Future. And if you can make a generous donation of $50 or more, you'll receive the booklet and the 8-message CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery by Richard Piper. It's a great way to keep Basic Gospel on the air and at the same time unravel the mystery of the revelation. The booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, for a gift of any amount. That booklet and the CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery, for a donation of $50 or more. To make the donation of your choice, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours or at our website, basicgospel.net. While you're at the website, be sure to click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list, and you'll receive the day-by-day preview of each day's look at the Revelation. Just click subscribe at basicgospel.net, and you'll be ready for tomorrow's study. If you're joining the study in progress, you can access previous broadcasts from the archive at our website, basicgospel.net. Just start on October 1st. Well, until tomorrow at the same time, for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again for another live edition of Basic Gospel.